Hi, I'm John, a guy who has seen more than his fair share of technology.
And I'm Simon, a man on the street who's having to live with it all.
In this series of podcasts, I am explaining what new technology brings and how people can think about it all.
And I'm going to be understanding it, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Episode 5. Artificial Intelligence.
Episode 5, Artificial Intelligence.
Here we are again.
Yep.
Back, a bit of a quieter place this time. I thought we'd try and, you know, lessen the background noise a bit.
Have no atmosphere.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to show you my gaff and, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
See where I work.
So very nice.
Yep. Up here we've got some filing cabinets and folders. Window.
Window. Windows.
Yeah, it's nice and
plural.
Light. Yep, more than one window.
Sun.
That's about it. So here we are. Yeah, and where's the atmosphere? That's atmosphere.
Okay.
Got pictures. Do you like the pictures?
Yeah, did you paint that?
No, I didn't. No.
Looks like you might have.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So this week, let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah. This week, so I was going to talk about artificial intelligence, which is a really broad topic. It's really interesting. It goes right back to the Second World War. It goes right into the future, so we're probably going to cover 100 years in this podcast. We're
going to
cover the whole.
How long we got?
Well, about 100 years, I'd say.
No, I mean, how long we got?
I see. Well, yeah, we need to talk about that, actually.
Okay.
Because, last time we did go on a bit, didn't we? I mean, I didn't, but, you know, overall, the thing.
Hang on.
Kind of went
no,
on.
No, I'm not even going to raise to that. There's a limit on how long we can talk about these things.
No, there's no limit. It's just, you know podcasts, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. But, I mean, podcasts can go on for 2 hours.
Well, don't they get...
At least, no? No, they don't get boring, no. As long as the subject isn't boring.
I wasn't going to say boring.
The people aren't boring. I mean, I can't speak for the people listening to it, but...
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
I regularly listen to podcasts that last hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yep. Okay. I know you don't, and you still haven't.
No.
But that's... No. We've been over this ground, anyway.
Have you played this one back? Played the last one?
The last one, yeah. I listened to the last one, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a little bit... It was okay. It was okay. I'm trying to wind myself back a little bit because I'm starting to hate myself.
Okay. All right,
I don't want to become the hate figure on this podcast because I know how much you'd enjoy... Yeah. Well, see, that's not helping. No, how much you... You know, enjoy me being the hate figure.
No, I know I said before we start this, you know, it's good to have a bit of pushback. But
it's my natural stance where I come from. This is me, so it's difficult for me to come back.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Otherwise, I end up having to act.
It's good that you appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. So artificial intelligence, yeah, we'll move on into the topic.
Yeah. Don't want to waste any time. About the... The dark net, because we did finish the last podcast and you did kind of promise that you were going to go on the dark net and have a scout around, see what was going on. How did it go?
Should we just talk about artificial intelligence?
We did make a promise at the end of the last podcast that you would at least have a look.
I had a look.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
And what did you
I don't want to talk about it. Really. No.
This is exasperating.
It's not a nice place.
The name, you know, I suppose the name gives the clue, but we're here to provide some sort of a service. This is your whole idea that you want to explain things to the layman, sort of somebody that wouldn't go on the dark net.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm not equipped to deal with this, whereas you, the security expert, should be able to cover all bases and should be able to go on the dark net in a safe, I guess, in as safe as possible, whereas, you know, you possibly could.
So I created a virtual machine, I installed the software,
yeah.
I set myself up,
yeah.
I got the encryption keys,
yeah.
Got it all worked out.
Yeah.
I went onto the darknet.
Okay.
Sounds like
you went in sort of tooled up. Is that what that would be?
Well, I went in.
You went in?
Yeah.
And does it look any different to the normal net?
I don't want to talk about it.
It doesn't look any normal.
Look, Look, okay, it was just not a very nice place, all right? It was just a bit upsetting, all right?
This beggar's belief. You're the security man.
I wasn't built for this. You know, it's just a really scary place, and I just found it a bit too much.
Tearful. This is ridiculous.
A bit too much. That's okay. It's okay. Look,
we'll come back to it later. But yeah, I will ask you again later.
Okay.
I will come back to this because we made a promise.
I will talk about it. I just need to be a bit more prepared.
Okay. Well, just
in, to talk about it.
Whilst we're talking about whatever else it is that you want to talk about, just get it in the back of your mind exactly what you're going to be saying to me and the listeners or listener when we come back to it later.
All right. Well, you're the guy. You're my listener on this, and I might actually appreciate a bit of a listening ear.
Listening.
On this one.
I'm not some sort of counsellor. I'm not doing that. I'm not equipped to do that.
Okay. Alright, I'll see what I can do. Alright.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. Post-darknet stress. Just a little bit. Just, you know.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence, should we
get onto safer
ground?
Just want to
safer ground. I wanted to kind of go right back to the dawn of
time.
No, that would be a bit far.
Too far.
A bit too far. No, okay. I was just going to say the dawn. I've just got to get my thoughts together. Hang on.
You should have all this. I'm sorry, but you should have all this prepared.
I know, but you kind of set me off kilter a little bit. I have
the dark net has thrown you, hasn't it?
Look at my notes. See how many notes I've got. Look, I've got it all here. Look.
I can see you have. I don't know how you can. How the hell can you tell what you're supposed to be talking about? So, dark net.
Okay. People have long thought that computer algorithms were quite smart. They could do maths, and humans can do maths, and so maybe computers are starting to do the same sorts of things that humans do. Maybe computers can start to think. And that was the kind of thought process that people went through when they were thinking about artificial intelligence. And Alan Turing, you heard of him?
Yes, I have heard the name, yes.
He's a very important very important bloke in the whole history of computing. So in the war at Bletchley Park, where they did all the
decoding.
Yeah, he was one of the mathematicians there.
Enigma machine, was it?
Enigma machine, yeah, very good. Yeah. And he put together something called the BOM, with a B, which was a bunch of electrical circuits that could work out the day's codes to decode the Enigma machine.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of very smart people working out various things, and they could do things. Do you know this?
It's a lot of women, wouldn't it?
It's a great story. Yeah, there's a lot of women, which is absolutely fantastic. Now we've got a completely balanced men-women kind of ratio in the computer industry. That's all because of the war. Of course, I'm talking complete crap. That is so not true.
Even I know that.
That is so not true, and it's so sad.
It's still male-dominated, is what you're saying, basically.
It's still very male-dominated, which is crazy. Old white blokes everywhere. Mm. Boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Why is it just because... I suppose that's in every aspect of life still.
Yeah, I think it starts at schools. I think it's like, you know... And you get kind of... There you go, son. There's your first speak and spell computer and a screwdriver.
Yeah.
There you go, daughter. There's your Barbie.
Yeah.
Off you go, and it kind of starts there.
Yeah, they get turned off it, don't they?
Yeah, and I mean, schools are not really helping at all, which is a shame because programming is more of a creative thing. It's not necessarily a low-key.
I tried to get my daughter involved in. I spoke over you. Sorry.
That's right.
I know. Yeah. Nothing so there's lots of coding apps and whatnot that you can get for these for your iPads and your other tablets and all this business. And I tried to get my daughter enthused about it because she's very not tech savvy, but she can use stuff and she likes playing with tech, which is what I've always enjoyed it. But these apps and these programming tools, these coding tools that are supposed to be for kids, I find them extremely uninspiring for kids, and I don't think that my daughter would, she's a prime example, she doesn't latch onto it. She didn't latch onto it. She had a quick look at it, had a bit of a play, made something walk up the screen and down the screen and jump, and that was it. You know, she's got bored.
Mm.
You know, so I just think there's a long way to go. You know.
Yeah, no, there is. I mean, I think half the problem is that when you're using that sort of stuff, you don't actually have a purpose to it.
No, it's no, maybe there was no goal.
No, so
if it was to win something, or I suppose, but then,
for example,
but kids, that's where it needs to be. That's where they need to grassroots when kids.
Well, I think if we haven't started there, when you're saying to a bunch of 35-year-olds, "Hey, we need more women," you know, it's pointless because, well, you need 25-year-olds, so you need 15-year-olds. So it kind of you got to start back there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to have them at the age, you know, 20 years later.
I mean, I had a go on it myself. As this, you know, I know it's geared for kids, but it's like, oh yeah, this is. It was so simple as well. Is that how it is?
What, programming?
Programming.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I think we brought up this topic before. Programming.
Hang on. You're not using that. I'm sorry, but you're not going to use that as a weapon to knock my mate with. You're not going to use that as a tool to this knock Dom with.
Absolutely not.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you, and now you're going to come back and try and score points.
I think I was a bit harsh on Dom. I haven't even met him.
You don't even know him.
I know, but I do know. I was trying to make a serious point.
Yeah.
A serious point. That back when I was a programmer, it was, you had to really up your game. You had to be able to, there weren't any kind of off the shelf programs. You had to build everything from scratch.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of world I grew up in.
Okay.
Doing everything from scratch. You basically had to carve your own programs from solid
hewn wood.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas these days, You can download a whole programming environment. It's got loads of tools.
So that's how it works. This is how it works. It comes with a tool to use. Whereas before, you were having to write everything. Yeah, so now that you get like a, I don't even know how to word it basically. But it just struck me how easy it seemed to be to do this coding. That is how easy it is. I mean,
that is how easy it is. Apart from if you try and use Swift to build. Apple phone apps, yeah,
okay.
Because they've made it horrible again.
Okay, so that's you're talking.
I mean, if Dom does that, then I'd be impressed.
I do actually. We're going to have to get him in here, and you two can.
I'm ready for it.
You are ready.
Yeah.
You've been geeing yourself up for it.
I think I've got a few things I can say to Dom.
Okay, so it's all about point scoring. I can see what's going to happen. He's going to come in here, and you two are just going to be
point scoring,
bashing heads.
Would.
Well,
ain't going to be about.
I'm trying to be.
We're going a bit off topic here.
We have a little bit.
I mean, you know, this is interesting. It's
another topic.
Two middle-aged white blokes talking about another middle-aged white bloke about how it's going to be point scoring.
Yeah.
Having just completely forgotten the conversation about diversity.
Yeah.
And we wonder why there's no diversity.
No. Good point made. I did start talking about my daughter there, didn't I?
You did. And my daughter's brilliant at spreadsheets.
She is.
I love that. Yeah, cool. Oh, that's not claiming a point. That is claiming there is hope.
No, there's a difference between point scoring and making a valid point. Isn't there?
I see.
There is a difference.
Thank you for that.
You just made a valid point.
Thank you.
It wasn't an obvious knock at me,
I will accept that. They're never obvious knocks at you.
No, they are fairly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You've got to remember, I'm listening to these back again, so I'll be coming back at you. If there's anything veiled, I will discover it.
Ain't going to be me, mate.
I listen to it.
Here I am trying
over
to explain
and over
artificial
and
intelligence
over again.
And
nothing.
That's what I will do. So in the war, very clever people were working out how to solve these problems, how to decode the stuff, and it's all about maths and it's all about.
Is that where you started?
No, funnily enough, speaking of very clever people, my wife's aunt was one of those women.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Oh, well, she's.
She was.
Very clever.
She was actually working one of the huts at Bletchley Park.
Okay.
She's died now, but she was a fantastic woman.
Oh.
She worked in one of those huts and she helped on that whole decoding process.
Effort.
So, yep, she got it. She had a little certificate in the
loo
from Gordon Brown.
Heroes?
Yeah, they wouldn't talk about it, you know?
No.
She just. Until 50 years later, when it was all official secrets out and it was all. None of them would. say anything.
No, at most respectful then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen bits and bobs on programmes about them. So you didn't start back then then?
No, I didn't start back then. I am not that old.
Okay.
I'm not that old. I have read about it. Okay. And what I have done is that, have you been to Bletchley Park?
No, I haven't. No.
We should go.
Okay.
Because there they have recreated a computer called the Colossus. And the Colossus wasn't what Alan Turing built.
No.
It's what came just after. And it essentially uses a big loop of paper tape.
Yeah.
And it makes this clattering sound when it's running.
I think I might have seen it.
It's absolutely brilliant.
To see.
Absolutely brilliant. Sure, the noise it makes, you think a coffee shop, so.
Yeah.
Big distracting back. I can't even say the word. Distracting background.
Next time, put your teeth in.
Easy for you to say.
Next time, put your teeth in.
So, in that period, was a guy called Alan Turing. And Alan Turing was a very, very, very smart mathematician, worked out a lot of theories. And one of the theories he worked out was the Turing machine, which was that any computer can replicate any other computer because you can program it to do so.
Yeah.
And another thing he came up with was called the Turing test. And the Turing test is essentially, let's say you're passing messages through a letterbox and you're getting messages back.
Yeah.
And the Turing test is if you get the message back and you can't tell whether it was a computer or a person that gave you the message back.
And it wouldn't be handwritten, would it?
Well, no, I guess. Well, it could be typed. Okay. I don't know what level of detail they had on the format of the notes.
Okay.
It's a good point. I hadn't thought about this. I hadn't thought it through.
I don't think for 1 minute they were handwriting notes and sending them back and forth.
No. Okay, let's. So you
type.
That's
me making a stupid joke.
Sorry, well, I can't always. That was a joke, was it?
It was a joke.
Okay, you're getting the hang of it. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to work. If I have to point out every time I make a joke.
We're on episode 5. I think you're relaxed. It's really great.
Okay.
Did I just say episode?
You said episode.
There it is, like episode suicide. 5.
Okay.
Yeah, genocide, episode.
Episode, yeah.
And just killed it.
So passing notes back and forth.
And if you can't tell that it's a computer on the other side of the letterbox, then that passes the Turing test.
Computers haven't got hands.
But you wouldn't see.
How are they passing?
You wouldn't see that.
You said they're printing it and throwing.
Well,
the
message could still be printed out, and then a person could.
Somebody was
slip
in
it
there.
Through.
Okay, somebody's in the room with the computer.
It'd kind of be a slave to the machine. Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be passing messages on behalf of that machine.
That was another joke.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Okay. So that's the Turing test, and that's the kind of first example we have of.
So what in the wording? So I send something to you saying, "Hey, John, I think you're a damn fine fellow."
Yeah.
And then I get one back from t'other side saying, "Hey, Simon, I think you're a damn fine fellow too."
I'm having a bit of a hard day today. Oh, are you? Why is that then? Oh, it's because I'm.
So it's the interaction then, be able to tell whether the computer's actually interacting or just
exactly. And there was a computer program called Ella that was written back in the 70s, I think, and all it did was it turned around whatever you'd said. So, I'm having a nice day today. Oh, are you? What kind of a day are you having? So it wouldn't actually ever think of anything.
No.
It would just turn around the phrase.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first examples of people actually going, wow, this is a computer actually talking to me.
Okay.
But it wasn't. It was just kind of rephrasing what you were saying and sending it back to you.
Yeah.
But there's been lots of bits like that.
Do you know, this reminded me of a game I used to play.
Go on.
On the Commodore 64. It's called Little Computer Person. I don't know if you've...
Little Computer Person.
Seen it?
I have not.
Well, what it was I don't know if this is okay. This is supposed to be some sort of artificial intelligence.
I think we're so getting into
supposed
the
group.
It's
supposed to be some sort of artificial...
I'm a happy person.
Artificial intelligence. So what happened was... You had the screen come up, and within the screen there was a house. Once you managed to load it up via your tape deck, and then there was a knock on the door. This little computer person walked in, and you could kind of interact with it. And if you neglected it, he'd tap on the window, or she'd tap on the inside of the glass, and make a noise. And basically, I spent my whole childhood trying to kill it.
I pause for. Not for comedic effect, but because I'm shocked.
No, I did. I mean, surely that's what you do, isn't it?
It's like trying to kill a Tamagotchi, isn't it?
You need to put your teeth in, mate.
I have no wordage today.
So what happened was so it's a sign, sort of a very, very basic form of they were trying to get some sort of AI going, weren't they? I'm guessing. Yes. And it wasn't, because it was, you know...
This whole interaction thing is how they were defining it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is. You're on it.
So it's tapping on the glass. And,
you're on it, absolutely. You know,
it was obviously specifically told at a certain point to tap on the glass, and so there wasn't any real... Oh, he'd play the piano, or he'd play some music, or he'd go, I could get him to go and cut wood, or...
Mm-hmm.
But that was the whole game. That was the game, keeping this thing alive and just... And him interacting, or her interacting with you,
mm-hmm.
when I was sort of, and this was like, I loved it. I absolutely loved the game, but I did spend a lot of time trying to kill it. Mm-hmm. But not feed me.
That's the worry. Reason why the singularity won't ever happen, I think.
That's how we'll kill the viewers.
Yeah, which we'll get onto.
Okay,
we'll
carry on. No, that was another tangent, but it's just something that reminded me of something when I was a kid.
We are here to talk about artificial intelligence. And
that was a kind of very basic form of, they were trying to fool you into believing that there was an AI in this computer in 1984, that would have been around, mm-hmm. I'd imagine, 84, 85.
Well, that was a really interesting time for the whole artificial intelligence movement,
yeah.
if that's the right phrase, because what happened was... In the 60s and 70s, computers could do more and more maths. People would come up with these algorithms like, I don't know, weather prediction and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And people came up with programming languages like Lisp and Prolog, which were designed to kind of manipulate information so you could make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And... everyone was saying, my goodness, computers are going to take over the world. They're getting so smart.
This was in the 80s.
That was in the late 70s, early 80s. And people were saying,
Short circuit.
Precisely. Yeah.
Johnny Five, whatever it was
We
called.
Can define it all through film, can't we, really?
You could do. That era, anyway.
That whole era was Johnny when...
Johnny something.
I cannot remember. It was the robot thing, wasn't it?
You sound like a robot, then. Yeah, it was a robot on tracks.
Yes, that's right.
Second, well, first
it was like the
okay.
It was like the Mars rover.
Yeah, bit. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, or Wall-E.
Yes, there's a spate of AI things around them. So I'm just trying to think of other ones. I'm sure there were.
Well, that's because Hollywood and Silicon Valley are not that far apart, and they were kind of watching that and going, "Hey, that there's a film there."
Yeah, ridiculous idea. But even then, I could see it wasn't something. I sat there thinking, "I call bullshit on that."
Well, to be fair, that's absolutely the right thing to do, because what was confusing people is just because you can, for example, analyse a bunch of data and work out what's going to happen next and start predicting things a little bit, that doesn't mean you're intelligent. That just means you can process a lot of information quite fast.
Yeah, you can say that about people, couldn't you?
So, yeah, absolutely. It's the big difference, I guess, between being smart and being street smart.
Hmm.
Yeah, which... I'll leave the audience to decide who's who on that.
Okay.
No, you're street smart. I was making a compliment there. You didn't take that, did you?
I'll have to listen back to that one.
Yeah, no, I was thinking. You know,
like you and jokes.
Got smart and we've got street smart.
Smart and street smart.
Because just being able to understand stuff doesn't make you intelligent, does it?
No. Simon. Clearly not.
No. Thanks for that. And that's where the wheels came off the whole artificial intelligence movement, where just it was obvious that computers could process a lot of information, but artificial intelligence, i.e. being able to have robots that could speak to you and the whole clever bit, wasn't going to happen in a month of Sundays. Certainly wasn't going to happen then.
No.
And in the 90s, there was another wave of excitement when the neural networks started to happen, where they had computers that could learn.
Yeah.
So in banking, for example, they used them quite a lot. They could learn about people's behaviours, and they could learn about the behaviours of the stock market and predict.
But you can never predict. You can never truly predict human nature, can you? And you talk about stock markets and.
Well, interestingly,
to a certain degree, I suppose you can.
Interestingly, as soon as you try and predict,
it's all about percentages,
stuff,
isn't it? Every book, would it be?
Go on.
Percentages or not? More, you know, if you do something higher amount more than any other, then it's just going to go with that, isn't it? It's not going to go with the. Am I right or not?
You're absolutely right.
It's just going to go with a higher percentage.
You're absolutely right. And the trouble is, as soon as you know that, you can start gaming it.
Yeah.
So, if you know that the computer sees you do something the same way three times, and therefore it's going to predict you're going to do it the same way the fourth time,
you're going to
do the opposite, yeah, so you can get around it.
You're going to spoof it.
Exactly. And what happened in the stock market is algorithmic trading, as it's called,
mm-hmm.
got better and better and better at algorithmic trading.
Yeah.
With some exceptions, which I'll come back to, but essentially that now runs as a normal thing. It's just like, yeah, lots of little trades happen.
Okay.
And it's just part of it. You can't make any extra money out of it anymore. So it was only useful when everyone else wasn't doing it, but as soon as everyone's doing it, it doesn't add anything.
But
every now and then you get a little software bug in the whole thing. And there was the example of a company which was algorithmically traded out of business. Because it's the computer equivalent of everyone jumping on someone in the playground because someone's beating them up.
Right.
So it just becomes a massive bundle.
Yeah.
So all these algorithms just jumped beat the hell out of this company and just sent its share price. They said, well, they're selling, so we better sell. Well, they said, they're selling, so we better sell. And everyone sold, and the company went bust.
All right.
Yeah, very quickly. Mm. So these things can go wrong.
Clearly.
But that was the 90s, neural networks, and everyone went, yeah, it's going to be fantastic again. There's probably some film references in the 90s.
I can't think of anything.
Wasn't there one with Bruce Willis? AI? Was that with him? No? I know, there was... when was Tron? Tron was 80s, wasn't it?
Tron was 80s, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was...
Yeah, no, so that's a kind of 80s reference.
That was another...
Lawnmower Man.
Lawnmower Man,
says a bloke across the room.
Says a voice.
Yeah. That was the 90s, was it?
Lawnmower Man, so. Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
that was when the next wave of
Tron was another thing. So you took me back to my childhood again. I watched that film over and over and over again. I don't know why, because it's crap.
Did you see the reboot?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to sully my memories of the crap film. It's a long film as well, wasn't it? I think I basically just enjoyed the light bikes or whatever.
It was very earnest, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it Jeff Bridges? Was it Jeff Bridges? Yeah.
The future is going to be earnest.
I just like gaming films, to be honest with you.
Anything to do with gaming,
yeah.
We are going to do a whole podcast on gaming, and you are going to tell me all about it.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will just sit here and I will listen.
Go back in time.
And observe. And
you can tell me all about that.
Cool. Let's do it.
Okay, so
that's the 90s. It was the second wave of artificial intelligence, and then again it hit the rails, and it wasn't happening because essentially people said it's going to be brilliant, it's going to take over the world, and we're now in the third wave. So suddenly it's all films again, isn't it? It's that one about that one, and then there's the other one.
That's the voice.
What's the one with what's her name? Who was one in the Avengers?
You're not helping me. What the?
Sorry, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Oh, Lucy. But that's not, is it? That's when she got injected with some.
No, it's the other one.
Awful ending to that film.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's a great film, and it just turns to shit at the end.
That's ruined it for everyone that hasn't seen it.
I don't care. It's not, I didn't tell him. I haven't spoiled it by telling him how it ends. I just spoiled it by telling him it's a shit ending.
It's like someone told me the ending of
Sixth Sense.
Jagged Edge.
Sixth Sense. He's dead.
that's terrible. You can't just do
well,
that.
Well, it's Statue of Limitations. How long has that been out?
I haven't seen
20 years?
I haven't seen it.
Good film. First time I saw it. You can't watch it again. You can't re-watch it because you know what the...
And if you know what the ending is, you can't see it.
No. No point at all.
I haven't seen it.
No one. Don't bother.
Well, I won't now. Okay.
Get with it, granddad.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll just go a bit ahead. Okay.
Right.
So that's where we are, with more films.
Seem to remember the people getting extremely excited about watching a robot in a maze, managing to suss its way out of the maze. When was that? Was that that was the 90s, was
that'd
it?
That'd be the 80s.
Was it the 80s?
That'd be the 80s, yeah.
That's the same thing again, though, isn't it? AI. Yeah. But then it's just a learn. I suppose, yeah, it's a learning thing,
but
isn't
all
it?
All it's really doing is working out a map.
Yeah.
So it's a person
I
could
guess it is AI, yeah.
It, well, it kind of is and it kind of isn't. I mean, that's where it gets very interesting.
But then the computer's not good. Is that robot mouse, rat, whatever you want to call it, on wheels? Don't say a word about your pizza box. No.
That's reminding me of something.
So basically it's just... is it only going to make that mistake once? You know, so it comes to a dead end, whereas a human being has every possibility, and I've done it in one of those mazes, I've made the mistake more than once. Would a computer do that?
That's because you've got non-linear intelligence.
So I keep... Yeah, because I'm not...
Because you don't have a database.
No.
You've got a bunch of synapses in your head.
Okay.
And you're building up patterns, and those patterns are a bit...
It's just some people are better at remembering than others are not.
But that's where it gets very interesting, because what we're talking about when we say artificial intelligence isn't necessarily the same as what we're talking about when we say human intelligence.
No.
The human brain, I can't remember, it's got more possible connections than atoms in the universe, or some massive...
It's pretty...
Massive number of... possible ways of thinking about things.
Yeah, and that's an amazing thing.
Whereas what computers do is they tend to just use maths.
Yeah.
And then they go, like in the maze, they just go, well, I'll try this way, can't go that way, okay, I'll log the fact that I can't go that way and I'll never go that way again.
Never go that way again, yeah.
It's all very binary, zeros and ones.
Yeah. So things can change that.
So that's where they're saying, and this is what we'll get onto after we go through this wave. Thing I remembered I need to tell you about is I suddenly realised there's a proper reference for unicorns.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'll come back to that.
All right.
So...
Have you got him?
Well, I'll tell you now. So, do you know what a unicorn is?
Not real.
That is actually true.
Yes.
And it's actually true in the technology.
Okay.
But it actually refers to something...
So, is it saying...
In the tech industry. Real? No.
No?
But yes.
No, but yes. So unicorn is not real, but in the tech industry, it means something is real, but it is not.
Let me explain. A unicorn...
Yeah.
...is...
A horse with a horn stuck on its head.
As well as being a horse with a horn stuck on its head, a unicorn is a company that's achieved $1 billion of turnover.
I've got to say, why?
If you're a startup... Okay.
Right.
The big goal is to become a unicorn.
See, it's so
bingo.
Easy. So this is so easy for me. I could say the main aim is to get the horn.
I just looked at the fourth wall, but it isn't there because it's a podcast. It's all audio.
I'm just
isn't
saying.
It?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Why?
I don't know. They just came up with that name.
Who?
What's wrong with that name?
It's all idiots came up with that.
Well, it's another one of those blog things, isn't it?
It's stupid.
What happens?
It's stupid.
It's a good name.
It's stupid. It's got like your pizza box on wheels. Stupid.
I'll look into it. I've no idea.
You must. We need facts.
There is a genuine use of the term unicorn in the IT
industry.
Why
do you want unicorns in this podcast?
I don't want unicorns.
Should we do a separate podcast where we talk about unicorns?
And
mythical
then I suddenly
creatures.
Remembered.
Let's do a mythical creatures podcast. We talk about unicorns, leprechauns, centaurs.
They don't exist in
clearly.
The IT industry.
What do you
want
to
unicorns actually exist in the IT industry.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. But to your point, a lot of them aren't real.
No.
Because someone says, is Uber going to be the next unicorn? Which it was.
Okay.
Or is, you know, whatever new startup comes along, is it going to be the next unicorn? And half of them aren't. They're just not going to be that successful.
No.
So they are the mythical creatures of the IT industry. It's very important.
Isn't Uber going to be the first company to be hyper-successful?
You could say that.
Why don't you?
Because that's not the term that's used.
It's you people in your world...
It's a great term, though.
Yeah. You people in your world have got some funny ways. I'm learning this.
Hyper-successful.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
you should
start something there.
Definitely, you should be an analyst.
Okay.
earn a fortune.
Oh dear. Yeah. Money for old rope springs to mind.
That does.
Is there a saying for that?
I think it's called the IT industry.
Yeah, I think it is. Turn it off.
Well, this is exactly what's happening right now with the bandwagon that once again is emerging, which is around artificial intelligence. So we've got another wave of it.
So everybody's going to pretend to be intelligent?
That's not what it means, and you know that. And I know you're just trying to make a joke now. I've got the hang of this.
We got there, yes.
I've got
a particularly good joke, but you kind of got...
No.
Well, I was...
No. It's your deadpan face. It's quite hard to read.
It's difficult. Thank you.
So, right now, we've got everyone. So, IBM is on this bandwagon. They've got, what's it called? Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Their big computer-powered artificial intelligence. So, you can ask Watson a question.
Right.
A bit like that Ella thing.
Yeah.
I bet if we Googled it, you'd find that there's an Ella for Watson. So, you could just have a conversation.
Okay.
Google's got its Google intelligency stuff going on. Amazon's got its Alexa, its voice recognition thing.
Alexa. We've spoken about Alexa.
Yeah, we did speak about Alexa.
Dom's a big fan of Alexa.
Dom's got an Alexa, is he?
He has.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
He uses Alexa for all sorts of things.
Well, interestingly, Alexa is very easy to program.
Oh, is she?
That sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes. But
why has it got a female name?
I don't know. They probably chose the name just because it didn't sound like any other word.
Hmm.
They could have chosen.
Oh, there's anything wrong with having a female name. I just wondered why, you know.
Alexa has a female voice.
You've got Siri.
Siri isn't a female name, is it?
No, it's not nondescript, really, isn't it? It's not, neither nor. So and, why have they gone with this weird one? Is it, is that a marketing ploy? Has they gone.
Microsoft's one Alexa called Cortana, is it? Isn't it?
Cortana, yeah. Not has anyone used that?
Alexa, I don't know. Maybe they did some market research to be a word that was effective around the world. Yes, it's got a female voice.
Yeah. But it's quite a nice name, isn't it, I suppose, Alexa?
Alexa, yeah, it's kind of.
Alexa. Alexa. Alexa.
You're getting the hang of this?
Alexa. Alexa.
That sounds more like Lexor.
Alexa. Alexa.
Sounds like a Dan Dare baddie.
Hmm. It's a pleasant
Lex
word.
Luther,
Alexor. Yeah, Dom does all sorts with Alexa.
He's programmed Alexa, is he?
I don't think so. I don't know. I think he just uses it to get his shopping with. I'm not sure.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Playlists. Music. I'm sure he's done all sorts of marvellous things with it, though, because Dom's a...
He's a clever guy,
clever
isn't he?
Clever guy,
I remember this, yeah.
Real
no,
clever
we'll
guy.
We'll definitely get him on. We'll see how clever he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Be great. Be great. Mm. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Yeah. Not as much as I am.
Yeah. So we're in this phase right now.
Right.
More artificial intelligence. Everyone's talking about it. They're saying it's the digital revolution. It's all about machine learning. It's all about computers taking over the world. It's all about robots. It's all about driverless cars. It's going to be fantastic.
That's a different subject.
And you know that is a bit of a different subject, but it's still powered by artificial intelligence.
Well, clearly.
It isn't clearly.
Well, how else is it going to...
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, so it is...
A couple of hamsters in a wheel.
Yeah, okay.
Making decisions.
Yeah. No? Who's explaining to who here?
Well, you're explaining it to me. I just... Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to step on your toes.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Right. But the interesting thing is,
you know stuff.
In this phase, 3 or 4 years time, we'll go. Actually, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be, etc., etc., and why, and all those things. You're absolutely right.
A bit like VR,
and
so that's another subject, isn't it?
VR, yeah, we must do VR.
We must do VR. I'm not sold on it.
You're not.
Not at all.
Have you got a headset?
I've had a look through one. But I'm coming at it from a gaming perspective.
Okay.
Not other uses.
I watched a whole film in VR.
Did you? Did it make you want to puke or not?
No, it's good. It
anyway,
good.
That's another subject.
Okay, yeah, we'll come back to that.
Call a jet.
Okay. All right, so artificial intelligence keeps going through these waves. People keep going, it's the best thing since sliced bread, and then it all drops away.
Yeah.
And we're in one of those,
so
and hence the films, and it's a pattern.
Way.
But where this pattern's going is quite interesting, because what they're saying is it is nonetheless getting better and better. Mm.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Ray Kurzweil who
Kurzweil
it's a great name, isn't it?
Yes.
He founded a voice recognition company way back when.
Yeah.
So it was a dictation, software dictation company.
Mm.
Firevoice, I think that was his. No, it was IBM. Dragon Dictate? I can't remember. Anyway.
Oh, dear God.
Sorry, I digress.
Facts, again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he founded these companies. He made lots of money, and he's now one of the top people at Google.
Mm.
And he is saying that by the year 2029,
mm-hmm.
computers will become as intelligent as humans in terms of being able to make intelligent choices.
Yeah.
And he says by 2045, we're going to arrive at something called the singularity, which is where computers and humans merge. That's what it's all going towards. That's what
Ray thinks. Like Davros.
A bit like Davros, yeah, we'll all look like that.
Cool.
That'd be fantastic.
Can't wait.
It's not the best vision of the future that you could have come up with at that point.
I was just trying to...
I was hoping for more kind of flying cyborg sort of thing.
I'm trying to think of something else, another reference, where humans and... Oh, there's another one. That's probably one of the best Star Treks, the Borg.
The Borg
taking over Jean-Luc Picard.
There you
go. Great episode.
There you go. Yep, yeah. That'll be us.
That's another fairly dark...
I don't believe it.
Another fairly dark
Yeah, thanks for the reference.
I'm just trying to think of a nice fluffy one. A nice fluffy vision?
Just the unicorns. Sorry. I'm not going to go there. I don't believe it. I don't believe in the singularity.
You don't?
No.
You don't think we're ever going to get there?
It's not that. It's just that I don't think we'll...
We've never ended up
at a place. We don't want to get there. Why would we want that? No one wants it.
We don't want something that's going to be able to... We'll end up a war with them, won't we?
Skynet. You think?
Well, I mean, that's got to be in the mind, isn't it? They become that intelligent. They're going to have our wants,
our deep desires.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to vocalise.
Yeah, no, you're doing a really
poor job of it. I'm just.
If you get onto the well, humans like power, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So if we're programming them, initially, we're going to instil all this in them, so they're going to become like us, and then they're going to want to. Ultimately, they're going to want the power.
Don't know, because there's a point at which I'll tell you what's happening at the moment.
Can we turn them off? Is it just going to be like just reach around the back and turn off?
Tell you something else that's happening at the moment.
What?
About, I'll answer your question and then I'll tell you something else.
Okay.
Which was the first thing I was going to say.
Right.
They're currently trying to work out laws. I don't know who they are, legislators.
They're trying to tax them, is that what?
They're looking at maybe taxing them. I think that Bill Gates came up with that.
Yeah.
They're looking at whether or not they should always have a kill switch.
Definitely.
So you can always switch them off.
Definitely.
So there's lots of things going on like that as people try and work out how we're going
to
live with
it. Come back to a film reference again, and I know I've seen a film where something's going on, there's some moral maze about whether you should turn what is it? What film
iRobot?
Is it? I'm not sure. I just know I've seen something in it that there's a moral conundrum whether you should actually turn this thing off, this sentient, what you presume is a sentient being at this point.
I don't know what that film is.
No.
My mind's gone a complete blank. No. I'm thinking of the Alex Garland film.
The voice doesn't know either.
With
the voice, I'm not sure the voice can hear us.
No, I don't think he can. He's got headphones on.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good job he's on the other side of the room.
Anyway. The voice can hear us.
The voice can hear us. What's the film that Alex Garland made about the woman who ends up killing everyone? No, the voice can't hear us.
No. Okay, perhaps he was chuckling something off.
We'll ask that to the audience.
Yeah, audience.
Audience, what's the name of that film? Please, answers on a postcard. Thank you very much. The other thing I was going to mention was the fact that I can't remember it now. So where were we?
Sure, you weren't around in Bletchley Park.
Where were we?
It's what happens when you get older.
When you get a bit older.
Yeah.
Hang on, I need to rewind. We're talking about film references. Talking about. Kill switches.
Yeah.
Talking about legislation.
Yeah.
And I've remembered it. It was that what Google's now looking at is computer programs that are learning how to write better computer programs. So they're using artificial intelligence
to write
artificial intelligence algorithms.
That's,
and once you set that up, like
mind-bending, that, isn't it?
Once you wind that one up and set it off running,
yeah,
you don't know where it's going to end up.
Where will it go?
Because it could end up with computers thinking, actually, yeah, wheel power is the thing.
Yeah.
Or they could end up with a completely different thing. Maybe they'll destroy themselves. Maybe they'll go, actually.
Huh? Put my mate out of work.
Well, jobs is another issue.
So he's going to put my mate out of work.
Why would he do it?
Dom, programming.
Oh, I see. I thought he would put a lot of people out of work. Mm. I think we should talk about jobs. Let's talk about jobs. Because computers have done nothing but change the kind of jobs people have done. In fact, technology since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
Non-jobs, isn't it? There's a lot of non-jobs have sprung up.
Like?
Well, in the industry, surely, you tell me. You tell me. A lot of IT, surely there's got to be some in the IT industry you think, yeah, well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like telephone sanitizers from Douglas Adams, isn't it? but certainly, they're saying we'll no longer need maintenance engineers for cars and so on.
No.
And a lot of manufacture will be automated, so we won't need any of that. Mm. But then you say, we'll need more designers because people get more interested in different designs.
Yeah, but there's only so much. I suppose there's only so much you can do in that area, though, isn't there? I mean, I know the imagination's boundless and whatever, but. It's got to be worrying, hasn't it? I mean, like I say, these car plants, I mean, there's a lot of automation there. And I'm guessing the robots are doing, they'll never be able to do everything. Well, you'd like to think they're going to be able to do everything. But assembling a car, what can a robot do?
That's a very good question. I think it could do most things. But then
I'm just trying to think the dexterity, because they got the dexterity. Now, you watch these things.
Some car plants are completely automated, aren't they?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. So Toyota plant in Japan, there's no people at all.
Is there always striving? It's like, is it Honda? They always trying to make the robot.
Yeah, it's Honda.
It's amazing seeing that thing.
Have you seen robots play football?
Run around and yeah, I have. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
quite
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they fall over a lot.
Yeah, they do. It's just I'm trying to what ends? I mean, what is this? You know, why are they doing? I mean, it's just the human condition that they want to create things and they want to.
There's a very good question about. I mean, the nature of work. What were we doing before we started having car plants? That's where my brain always ends up when I think about this stuff. Because back in the day, we used to cook for ourselves. We used to grow our own crops. We used to do a whole bunch of stuff. And now we more and more rely on McDonald's and kind of manufactured stuff.
Some of us do.
And, I don't go to McDonald's.
No. Do you? KFC you go to.
I think, to me, it's not about
Burger King.
Mm. I can't remember the last time I went to Burger King, actually.
No, I can't either. You've got to travel to Swindon. I don't know going to Swindon.
I think jobs will change. I think we'll all be robot engineers.
You think we'll be servicing them or what?
Yeah.
Is this what's going to happen?
I reckon there'll be local 3D printing depots and we'll be staffing those. Come the rapture.
What a grim view. What a grim
outlook. Tell you what, if I suddenly found myself completely out of work, nothing else, I'd become a hairdresser because people always need their hair cut.
Yeah, or an undertaker.
Yeah, death and hair. That's all there is.
It's a fairly grim view, isn't it? Where we're headed, really, with this AI. You know, it's just going to take over everything, and what we're going to become spare parts.
I don't believe it.
I know you don't believe it.
I'm quite positive.
I'm just trying to.
I think it's going to be fun.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
We can what?
I don't know.
Do what?
I'll fly over to Swindon to Burger King on my robot drone buddy.
On your.
That'd be fun.
On your pizza box.
It might be unicorn shaped.
And your pizza box.
I think it'll be entertaining. I think that there will be a whole new thing.
This is very.
I think you should be a bit more upbeat about it.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be out of a job. But you know,
exactly.
You'll
be out of a job.
Oh, walls can build themselves. You have self-building walls.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. So you're suggesting that a robot could do a craft?
Ooh, well, it's a good question, don't you think?
I'm a.
Are you playing devil's advocate there? Or
no, what? I'm not at all.
Okay.
I do dry stone walling.
Could a robot build a dry stone wall?
Or flint? I don't believe so, no. Because there's no fixed size. Surely they have to have, you know, how are you going to program that to recognise a specific stone to fit in a specific, I suppose, jigsaws? Can they do jigsaws?
Can robots do jigsaws? Yeah. Yes, they can.
How long has it taken?
But they wouldn't do it in the same way that you'd do it.
No. How long does it take them?
I don't know.
You're paying for this robot to build a wall. How long is it going to take it?
How on earth am I going to know how long it takes a robot to build?
Okay,
you want facts?
I'm asking you about the jigsaw.
That's the most random fact I've ever
been. You've seen a robot do a jigsaw puzzle, or you back it up. Come on.
Yep.
You have seen a robot do a jigsaw puzzle. Tell me how many pieces are we talking about? A 10-piece jigsaw puzzle, a 50-piece jigsaw puzzle, 500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
But this is what a robot could do.
Right.
Okay.
It could do it.
They could 3D scan.
Right.
A pile of stones.
Okay.
One by one.
Yeah.
Overnight in the dark.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Okay.
Not
just pick a stone up and put it down.
And then they could work out the best way to arrange that to form a wall.
And aesthetically pleasing wall.
And not only that, but they could scan all the stones in the local area.
Yeah.
And have them delivered by drone.
You'd have the perfect stones.
And if, you know,
it'd be an arse.
Does this ever happen? You're halfway through building a wall and you go, "Oh, if only I had a stone such a shape.
Then you break a piece of stone.
Well, what if you need one bigger?
Then you get a bigger piece of stone. What? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. Okay. But just tell me how long a robot would take to do a 10-piece jigsaw puzzle. It's not going to be quick, is it? It's not going to be... Stop making stupid robot noises.
It's how I need to think about it.
Okay. Well, it's not working on an audio. Make the noises a bit louder.
10-piece jigsaw puddle?
Yeah. Puddle.
Did I just say puddle?
10-piece jigsaw puddle.
Look.
Puzzle.
I'm feeling pushed here.
I'm sorry, but you're
messing with my words.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
10-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Yes. I'm not asking for a ballpark figure. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to scan it.
Yeah. Less than
now. You're going to tell me now that a robot could do that. It could look at a box and it could do this puzzle in 10 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
But the difference is it could then...
Unless it's specifically programmed to do this, then it is, yeah, specifically. But they never do anything. It's never the same, is it? So, so I'll give it this one puzzle, this one 10-piece puzzle.
Mm.
And it does that in 2 minutes. So I give it another one, different shapes. Is it going to do that? Because it's specifically programmed to put that other
No, because it would
together.
Learn. It would learn.
And how long would it take to learn?
Well, every time
this is AI,
it would just start speeding up and speeding up and speeding up.
It will get quicker.
Yeah. But the difference is it could then also scale. So then if you gave it a 1,000,000-piece puddle.
Puddle?
I just said it.
What's wrong with you?
I can't believe I just said that. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
It's my algorithm.
I'm sure there's something wrong. This is steam coming.
It's my artificial intelligence.
I'm asking the questions. I'm only asking the questions because... Oh, yeah. I'm asking the questions because I'm not being awkward. I'm asking the questions because
good question. So when you've got an algorithm, essentially what it
That's
would
what
do
we'll
is,
know. How
is,
it works,
is
exactly.
scan each piece
right.
and then it would work out
what
inside the
where.
Maths what fits where, and then once it had worked it out, then it would go and lay out the pieces, whereas what we do is we hold up a piece, check where it might fit, etc. So
well, I don't. I look at it. Completely. I scan it. Look at it. Think
so you look at all 10 pieces and then go bang, 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 bang. That's how our computer would do it.
Yeah. But then I'd also bring into mind that I want something to look nice.
Aesthetically,
it wants to look right.
That's
so
the bit.
A computer's not going to be able to do that, is it?
So here's the thing.
It's
I
never
think
going
the
to
wall,
replace us.
It might be able to build the perfect wall,
but
it wouldn't necessarily look as nice.
No.
And it wouldn't be able to tell. Why?
No. Well, of course, well, it wouldn't.
So you'd look at it. It's a bit like listening to a bit of music that's been
generated by a computer.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds all right.
Well, I'm sure obviously I've heard something, and I thought, no, it didn't sound right. I'm sure I've heard a piece of music generated by a computer, and I just thought, no, I
just thought, no,
this doesn't sound right.
Right, well,
it's got no soul, has it?
It's the same. It's got no soul. So,
no, I believe in that, but
my guess is a computer could build a wall.
Structurally sound
wall. It would have no soul.
A structurally sound wall, yeah. But it wouldn't be aesthetically pleasing.
A wall with no soul. A wall with no wall at all.
Exactly. That's, yeah.
And that's the singularity for you. We'd end up with soulless walls everywhere.
Just soulless things.
Soulless everywhere. Things, yeah.
Stuff.
You might be just right.
Stuff.
But that's why I don't think it'll happen. Because we like stuff with soul.
Yeah. Okay.
But in the meantime, we'll see phases of this. It seems like every decade, so in the 2020 somethings, we'll go around this loop again and we'll have more artificial intelligence and there'll be more films.
Yeah,
you could almost write them now.
Yeah, so
around we go.
See, I'm not finding this boring at all. I'm just hoping I'm hoping that if there's anybody listening to this,
I think the dynamic's really
I'm asking silly questions. Just
no such thing as a stupid question. Well,
anyway, so you were at Kurtz Weill.
Yeah, so he thinks that a whole bunch of people, there's a whole singularity movement, think that that's going to happen. There's a whole bunch of people that say, like Paul Allen, who was a co-founder of Microsoft, he says, nah, it's not going to be like that. And I'm in the nah camp.
Mm.
But I'm in the nah camp not because I don't think computers will get that smart. I think it's because there's a whole bunch of stuff that's not happened yet that's going to happen. We don't know what it is, and that will send things off in a different direction.
Well, like humanity wiping itself out.
That would be a highly, kind of event.
Highly possible at the moment.
Yeah. It's like a...
I'm very dark, aren't I? Every dark thoughts. Black, black.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I hadn't really thought keep how dark cellar, you are about feed it. Me pins. That'll be a Fast Show reference for our one or two American
black
listeners.
Black, 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 black.
I think we should wrap this up, maybe.
Don't we need to sort of go over? Hang on a minute. Darknet.
Speaking of black. Okay. Yes.
See what I did there.
That was kind. Yeah,
so
I was just.
So, have you had time to think? In the back of your head.
Wrap it up.
No. No wrapping up.
Well, all I'd say about the darknet, it's like the web. Okay, right. It's like the web, but you can buy anything you like.
Anything I like.
Anything you like. Actually, there were some really interesting bits.
There were.
So, what was quite interesting was the fact that there's a level of trust even on the dark web, so you can if you want to buy some drugs, for example.
If I want to buy some drugs?
Well, I'm not saying if you want to buy some
if
drugs.
People could
yeah,
you
yeah sorry I should Thank make you. It less specific
yes you
yeah,
should
yeah. If someone wanted to buy some drugs, they could go onto an Amazon kind of website to buy the drugs,
buy some,
and then there's
them good
and then
drugs.
People actually give their feedback on the
them good drugs
on the quality, so that whole kind of
That heroin was lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of exactly. Yeah, the delivery arrived as expected.
That cocaine was fantastic.
And I got a buzz as big as your...
Big as a big thing. Mm. I was off my tits for hours.
So what's fascinating there is that there's a level of trust.
Yeah.
Even in the untrustworthy.
Yeah.
You might be arguing.
So did you buy some?
No, of course not.
Okay.
That would be wrong.
What else?
I don't want to.
What else did you learn?
It's just a place where a whole, it's just stuff.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Stuff get organised on there.
Well, look, you can buy a hit on someone.
Can you? Yeah. Do you know that? Did you see any evidence of that when you went on the darknet?
Yeah.
You did?
It's all up there.
You saw some?
It's all up there.
You saw some actual evidence of some, hitman for hire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's all that there.
Blimey, that is dark.
It's all that there. Yeah, no, you can. But yeah, well, you can buy really whatever gun you want to buy.
Any guns? Any guns?
Any piece of equipment. You can buy a tank.
You can buy a tank?
Yeah.
Or a tank, you can get a tank.
Yeah.
Really?
It's probably easier to go to British Aerospace or something if you want to put a tank.
Yeah.
go to a local trade show.
Sarin?
What?
Stuff.
Sarin.
Is it Sarin?
What is that? The
Nervasion.
Poison Nervasion.
Yeah, was it Nervasion?
I didn't see that.
No.
I didn't see that.
I get it.
But anything you want to buy.
Anything I want to buy is on the darknet. Bit like eBay.
I could buy your identity.
You could.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more.
You don't want my.
There's more credit card numbers available now. You can buy them by the kind of thousands. If you want to defraud someone, you just go on there, pay a bit of money, buy 1,000 credit card numbers, and then you work through them.
All right.
Yeah, because they're that easy to find out. There's more than people know what to do with.
So you've seen all this then in action.
Well, look, I haven't.
What does it look like?
I haven't actually been there yet.
Oh, for God's sake!
I'm gonna.
When?
I'm gonna.
When? Are you having to psych yourself up for this?
I will, definitely. Next time.
You're gonna next go on. Time.
Yeah. I will.
Alright. Okay. Alright, let's have some fours and against then, this AI.
Okay, so AI, I'll summarise. Computers is all about maths, and intelligence, some intelligent parts of intelligence are all about processing information. Computers are very good at processing information, therefore they talk about artificial intelligence. Loads of things you can use that for, like working out how to do things better, automated manufacturing, robots, all that stuff, weather prediction of other stuff. Against, things can go wrong, you can make the wrong mistakes, algorithmic trading can go horribly wrong, your company can go out of business, you can make the wrong decision. Healthcare, we didn't really talk about healthcare, but there's an interesting topic in it. So automated diagnosis could be fantastic. What happens if you get the wrong diagnosis, for example? And we're heading towards the singularity, so some say, but I don't think so myself. Here's my summary.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, well.
There you go.
I can't think of anything else, really, at the moment.
Good. Maybe we'll just wrap up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Till next time.
After you've been on the darknet.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to. What about Dom?
When are we going to. Yeah, get him on. Get him on. I'm ready for it.
Next. You ready?
I'm ready for it, yeah.
You sound like you're having to G yourself up to meet somebody.
I've just got a funny feeling that he won't be available.
You think he won't be available?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, no, bring him on. Bring him on.
I'll tell you what, how would it make you feel?
Does he actually exist?
Yeah, he's real. He's real. My mate Dom. Real.
Yeah, we'll see.
Real Dom.
Yeah.
Dom the real man.
Yeah,
he's a real man.
He's Dom. Real Dom.
I was just wondering if you feel more comfortable if there was anybody that you'd like to introduce.
I've got loads of techie friends.
Oh, come on, you've got loads of friends in your area.
No, I've got loads of,
you spend all your time in front of a computer, how can you have friends?
Yeah, I could bring anyone on.
Real friends?
I'll bring anyone on.
You sure?
Yeah.
Not made up?
No.
Like your unicorns?
No, I could bring my mate Stefan on.
Who's Stefan? Stefan, what a stupid name.
He's a road warrior. He spends every day.
He's a what?
Ploughing up and down the motorway, selling technology.
He's a salesman.
Yeah, that's nothing.
He's a salesman. You're going to bring a salesman on against my programmer.
He's a expert on his areas of technology.
Which are?
networks, I think. Yeah, networks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to have to research your friend now, aren't you?
I might have to check what he does, yeah. A bit. He knows his stuff.
It reminds me, I should research Dom a little bit more.
He knows his stuff. If I'd pitch my Stefan up against your Dom any day.
Really?
Yeah.
My Dom's harder
than yours. Yeah, he exists.
My Dom's harder than your Stefan.
I beg to differ. We'll just see. We'll get Dom on.
Joking aside.
I'll maybe get Stefan to listen to this and see if...
Anyone else?
Yeah.
This jamboree, this party, anyone you think
loads,
of?
Loads.
You got a son, haven't you?
Loads. He's in technology.
He's in technology as well?
Yeah, he does all the media stuff.
Does he?
Yeah.
You think he'd want to come on?
I don't know. Might do.
Maybe.
I could ask him.
I feel a little bit...
difficult
ganged up on them, though, because he's sort of family, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's I'm sure I can think of. Let's think of the topic. Let's see who's good to bring on, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe have some.
Right.
A guest slot.
Guest slot.
Yeah, we could bring people in. We could ask some questions.
Yeah.
Particularly if they exist.
You are my friend. You're going to be amazed.
Okay. I look forward to that.
I should, if I were you.
And you can't just grab anyone off the street say,
clearly not going to do that. I'm a man of the people. Apparently, I'm a man off the street.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. I've got real friends.
Okay. I'm sure you have. Sure you
have. Oh, dear. Is this helping? Do you think this is going to make me any more hateful?
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, let's just leave it there. What are we doing next time?
What are we doing next time? What's your paperwork?
Can't remember.
Look at your paperwork. You've got it in front of you.
We
haven't got a script.
I know this one. Driverless cars.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
See, I can't see how we're going to talk for 40 minutes about driverless cars.
I bet we will.
We will.
Because it's all about this. It's all about artificial intelligence. Okay, again. It's just a follow-on. It's a natural segue.
Okay, well, let's save some of it. Let's save some of that then.
Okay.
All right. Okay, till next time.
All right then.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Adios.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Black.
You're not going to get the last word.
Black.
You're not going to get the last word.
Black.
All right, have the last word.
Black. 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 Black.